Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to your Friday Night Live on the 7th of February, 2025. God, it feels like such a year, such a science fiction year. All right. Look at that. I got my Amish shirt. All right. So, in this year of our Lord, we're going to talk about this. So I'm not going to do politics, but I have no problem. With political philosophy, my friends. Because it's a scorcher out there right now. Wait, did you hear that? A flash, a rumble, and a thunder as if a billion voices cried out in status delusion before being silenced by the data coming from the deep cushions of big balls. Things that I have to say. It's just the news. I'm just reporting on the news. All right. Let's see where we are starting from the knowledge base. Have you been following? Hit me with a Y. If you have been following the USAID scandal coming out of the Department of Government Efficiency. Somebody says there have been pranks from TikTok where the kids have disrespected their mothers in their father's presence. What is the peaceful parenting response when children are being disrespectful for real? Okay, like, please understand, disrespectful is a curse word put out by assholes who wouldn't get respected by a desperate dog. You owe me respect! We owe each other as adults. Sweet fuck all. SFA. We owe each other. I don't owe you respect. You don't owe me respect. People put out these demands and treat people with dignity and respect. Yeah, how's that been working out for the world as a whole? So, what does it mean to say my daughter treats me with disrespect? What does that mean? Disrespect, in general, is the demand for a moral elevation that the person has not earned. Okay. So the latest, you all know what's been going on with the Department of Government Efficiency, that a bunch of super young, uber brilliant programmers and data analysts have gone swooping in to USAID, which was created by executive order under Kennedy in the 60s, and has been, in my view, a giant slush fund of money laundering, misinformation buying, and brain erasing trillions of dollars over the past couple decades. The latest is that a judge is blocking some of the cutbacks. As of a couple of hours ago, Clint Russell on X reported, USAID signs removed, 98% of the staff fired, Big Balls was rehired. He was fired apparently because in the past he had some ethnocentrism. He said he didn't want to marry outside of his own ethnicity and he did not like the Civil Rights Act. The Civil Rights Act was the replacement of the original American ideal of equality under the law, equality of opportunity, and it replaced it with equality of outcome. So it replaced capitalism with socialism in the 60s, and that's why it has to be venerated so much. Now, Musk's commando staff, this is from Paul Farhi, Musk's commando staff includes guys who are 21, 23, 24, and 25. One who is 19 years old, his job title is expert. Isn't that absolutely delightful? Quick question. When do chess players peak? When are chess players at their most brilliant? Thank you, Lloyd. Thank you, Anthony. When are chess players at their most brilliant? Just out of curiosity. You let me know. You type that in. I'll keep looking for my very uncategorized bookmarks. Oh, yeah. Trump's new White House faith leader, a woman named Paula White, believes that wherever she walks is holy ground, and screeches autistically and speaks in tongues. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. So, the average age at which chess players achieve grandmaster rank has been decreasing over time and is currently around 20 years old. From 1975 to 1979, the average age of a new grandmaster was 30. And 2020 to 2024, the average was 22.8. 2021, average age was 20.9. So it has been decreasing, of course, right? The young men being stoned on drugs, porn, and video games is a way of keeping the necessary change agents out of society. I mean, let me ask you this. I want to be obviously objective and fair. Let me ask you this. When you were, say, between 18 and 22 years old, give me a number. When you were between 18 and 22 years old, from minus 10 to plus 10, how skeptical or positive were you towards society? Minus 10 is watch the world burn. Plus 10 is society couldn't be improved. Our elders have made absolutely perfect and wonderful decisions in the infinite wisdom of their boomerville, their boomerness. Minus 10 to plus 10, how did you feel about society? I will put mine in. There's mine. And it seems like most of the young men here, we've got a minus 10, a minus 10, a plus 2, minus 10, plus 3, plus 3. Minus 8, minus 10, minus 8. All right. So there's a couple of teacher's pets, apple polishers. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's fine. I'm just right. So some of you were mildly positive. Most of you were virulently negative. Right. So that makes sense to me. Young men kind of hate society as it is. And that's, of course, because young men are at the most danger from society, because young men get drafted and get their asses blown from here to eternity. So society is a predator on young men, and young men are skeptical and hostile towards society. So the fact that Elon Musk, A, identifies talent, and B, unleashes it on something like this is very powerful. Very powerful indeed. It's actually good. It's interesting. I won't say I'm nonplussed. It's interesting to see people's, about a third of you have positive responses to society as young men. You liked society. You were positive about society. That's good. That's good. I got no issue with that. I'm a little surprised, but I'm glad to hear. All right. So the young men are going into USAID databases, and they are pulling out the data patterns, and they are aggregating the information. And what they're doing is opening up a portal to this data at a read-only level. They're opening up a portal to this data to other people. According to WikiLeaks, this came out yesterday, USAID was funding over 6,200 journalists across 707 media outlets and 279, quote, media NGOs, including 9 out of the 10 media outlets in Ukraine. My God, let's just go over that again, shall we? Because I'm telling you, this is the end of the social contract in the West. I am not kidding. I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm not being hyperbaric because I haven't gone scuba diving. So this is it for the social contract. USAID, this is according to WikiLeaks from yesterday. USAID was funding over 6,200 journalists across 707 media outlets and 279, quote, media NGOs, including 9 out of the 10 media outlets in Ukraine. Somebody wrote, TQ762 wrote on February the 5th, "I don't know how American Christianity recovers from this." And there's a whole list of all of the recipients of hundreds of thousands to 100 plus million dollars of, and I'm not going to read them off, but the Christian outlets taking jaw-dropping amounts of money from the state. He says, "I don't know how American Christianity recovers from this." And somebody wrote, "By healing. Stefan Molyneux was right. Government money poisons everything it touches. Stop feeding the patient poison and they'll start to heal right away." I mean, this is absolutely wild. Judging an engineer from Yukin Jin, judging an engineer by age is BS. Linus Torvalds wrote Linux at 21. Steve Wozniak built Apple, the Apple One at 25. Palmer Luckey created Oculus VR at 20. Vitalik Buterin designed Ethereum at 19. Mark Zuckerberg coded Facebook at 19. Looking back, I realized that 18 to 25 is the peak time. So there's this myth, this horrible fog that eats into the brainstems of young men in particular are geyser fireworks. I mean, I remember watching Bob Dylan say, like, "I can't do what I did when I was young. I can't do it. I can do different things, but I can't do that. He was not busy living, as busy dying." But the brainstems of young men and their loins are fireworks, right? Just so the way that the elderly who are sucking out the lifeblood of the young through state coercion, the way that they slander the young men in particular, is to say, "Well, but you see, you're very inexperienced. You lack wisdom. You've got to be very careful about these things. You caution that you can only get this caution with age. You're just young and headstrong and a hotshot." I remember this in the business world. I was a fairly robust and creative young man. And there was an executive who was telling me, "Well, you're a young guy, so you want to run down the hill and have sex with the first cow you see. Whereas I'm an old guy, and I say, let's walk slowly down the hill and have sex with all the cows." Pepper spray is the appropriate response to such creepy stories, and they're not actually that rare in the business world. So, oh yeah, I mean, I'm sure that was stuff to do with me. Like back in the day, I mean, if you're new to the show, you wouldn't know this, but back in the day, there were these giant graphs of alt media influences, and I was almost right at the center because I talked to everyone. So. And it would be interesting to see if social media companies, if they were threatened, does that alter my opinion of being deplatformed? Interesting. It's an interesting question, which I will have to mull about should the data come to the forefront. All right. So, when the young get impatient at the vampiric predations of the old, the young are called feckless, inexperienced, immature. So generally, inexperienced, feckless, impulsive, and immature means uncorrupted. Well, you see, as a young soul still interested in virtue, you have to be aged, like steak, marinated, bribed, steeped in filth, until you become filth. And when you are steeped into the filth to the point where you become filth, we will call that maturity. See, apparently it's just foolish and ridiculous and youthful braggadocio to say maybe we should have some fucking principles in this life. No, you must balance and be corrupted and eaten by the tiny brain worms of infinite surrender. Because there comes a time, and that time is upon us, my friends. There comes a time when the elder generation gets judged by the young. There is a time, and that time is upon us, when the elder generation gets judged by the young. And USAID is foundational to that process. The social contract is broken because media falsehoods are revealed to be bribes. The manufactured reality based upon the slushy, bloody flow of vile and corrupt cash has revealed that society is a lie. See, you can't have a contract in a world where you perceive that there are almost nothing but liars. Only a fool has a contract with a pathological liar, or pathological liars as a whole. So when, like, the lid has been lifted, right? The lid has been lifted on the rank, vile, maggoty corruption at the heart of just one. Now, they're going to go. I mean, the real question is not about USAID. All right. Let me ask you. I have my thoughts. What are your thoughts? People think Vosh received money from USAID via agents posing as fans giving him super chats. Yeah, I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. I saw that the allegation that Vosh received money from USAID, I did not see it verified. So we are in the process of the young judging the old. So this stuff has been going on since the 60s, right? So what is the big Rubicon to cross when it comes to Doge? What is the big Rubicon to cross? Just out of curiosity, what is the biggest data set to dig into when it comes to potential fraud and waste and corruption? We are going to work on getting lower latency for these live streams because I know there's a bit of a delay. I'm going to work on that. The Fed? I don't think so. I mean, that certainly wouldn't be bad, but I don't think so. Pensions, Social Security, Medicare. Well, there'll be a lot of fraud in there. But fraud is tough because everybody claims it's not fraud, it's legitimate, and you have to have legal proceedings. Well, it's the Pentagon. It's the Pentagon. Didn't the Pentagon recently fail its seventh audit in a row? Can't account for, $700 billion? So the young realize that everything that has been fed to them has been filthy lies. The young are really seeing that. The young are really, really seeing that. That everything that has been fed to them is filthy lies, and all that they've been taught is an unbelievable cover-up. And they will believe nothing that comes out of the twisted mouths of their leprous elders anymore. And there are two kinds of people defending this kind of corruption: those on the take and idiots. I mean, those on the take, I'm thinking of a name. Those on the take are saying, it's just shocking and appalling and people are going to die and blah, blah, blah. So those on the take are going to be really upset at this. But the other people who are really upset are the people who are absolute fucking idiots. Now, absolute idiots, you can tell them because they're emotionally reactive. You can tell them. And also you can tell them because they live in a world of labels, not facts. So, if you name it U.S. aid, well, aid is a positive thing. I mean, if you were sick, wouldn't you want aid? If you were broken and bleeding like the Good Samaritan, wouldn't you want aid from people? Aid is a plus. Aid is good. And therefore, getting rid of U.S. aid is getting rid of helping people. I mean, it's called foreign aid. Don't you want to aid people who are foreign? What was it in there was, I don't know, a ridiculous amount of money that went to build climate change proof schools in the third world, and they had to walk through, and like the ceilings had collapsed and the desks were all falling apart, and it was all just garbage and trash. not as bad as high speed rail in California, but yes, largely and mostly garbage and trash. It's like the people who say, well, the welfare state is corrupt and bad and traps the poor in poverty. Whoa, slow your roll there, buckaroo. It says, I mean, it literally says welfare in the title. Do you not want people to fare well? Like, do you have trouble reversing those syllables, those morphemes? You don't want people to fare well? You want them to fare badly? Or you want things to be unfair and bad? It's farewell, welfare. It's literally right there in the title. I mean, it's called the Department of Education. Clearly, it educates. So if you don't like the Department of Education, you don't like education. It's literally there in the title. Oh my gosh. Now, these are the kind of people, they'll buy any kind of snake oil as long as it has the word cure. It has the word cure in it. It's literally called cure. We don't need to test it. We don't need to test it. The absolute mouth-breathing, low-braid, room-temperature IQ Neanderthrax. The label addicts. You know, this is why the term far right exists, because if you can convince these absolute morons it's far right. Oh, bad. Far right is bad. I mean, I remember having a debate with someone. And well, misinformation can cost lives. Ideas have real world consequences that are negative. I'm like, okay, 100 million. Slaughtered under communism, so we should ban communism, or at least not subsidize it in universities, right? You know, the respect all viewpoints perspective is absolute genius intellectual sabotage. You know, if you can't compete with the classical orchestra on the other side of town, you're some classical orchestra and you want people to come to your classical orchestra, but you're not very good, then what you do is you pass a law that says, well, you see, on that side of town, they have to accept everyone who applies. Okay. So it doesn't matter how good their music is, it's going to sound like shit because they're a bunch of incompetents making cacophony and noise. So Big enough tent, man. Let everyone in. Let her speak. Let's get this feedback. It's a great way to absolutely trash and sabotage your intellectual competition to demand that they have a big tent and everyone gets in. So, yeah, the social contract is done. And you can see this all over X. It's not something I'm just making up. Somebody was saying, well, you shouldn't just express it in hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars or millions of dollars. The average American pays $20,000 in tax a year, so you should divide it in. Well, this program cost 15,000 American tax years. Because they spend $20 million to create a version of Sesame Street in Iran. And they spent $70,000 or $60,000 on creating a DEI musical in Ireland. Ireland! Sorry, it probably has a different accent now. And people are looking at their taxes and saying, I don't want to pay. I want my money back. I've been lied to, pillaged, financially screwed, held down, excavated for money for lunatic, socialist, corrupt bullshit. And that's what I've been working overtime for. And that's why I couldn't buy my kid a new bicycle. And that's why I have to live in a bad section of town. And that's why I got robbed. And that's why I can't fix my car. Somebody says, many of us are doing simple jobs for overtime pay and can barely afford to get to work. And these people post on Reddit and stay home in their swimming trunks and they want us to be sympathetic to them. Well, you see people with $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 jobs, these nonprofits, well, I do believe that the leaders are profiting. If you guys would like to tip a little, I think I'm doing some pretty good work here. I did a lot of research for the show. I think I'm providing some really good value today. So if you guys could tip a little, that would be kind of nice. Otherwise, all I can do is assume it's not particularly valuable or interesting, which is fine if it's not, but that will be what I have to assume. So, yeah, the social contract is done. People don't want to pay their taxes. They don't believe their teachers. They don't believe the media. And they recognize that there's nothing organic in their environment. People are waking up to The Truman Show. Have you ever seen this? It's a great movie. It's The Truman Show. So, people are waking up to the fact that there's nothing. So, people think, wow, you know, this woke stuff is everywhere. There must be a whole lot of people who believe in it. And now they're looking that they've been forced to fund corrupt ideas that they loathe. And it's not even that the people in charge desperately want to promote these ideas. They just want to promote anything that's anti-Christian, of course. And they just want to promote ideas that you hate. That's what they want to do. They just want to promote ideas that you hate. Because that's a mark of control, right? It's a mark of control. You know, there are these guys in Dubai who love forcing the most appalling acts upon particularly Western women. It's just a form of control, exercise of control. So, yeah, social contract is gone. People don't want to pay for all of this nonsense. People are waking up to the fact that what they're surrounded by is criminally inflated, corrupt opinions. Not facts, not truth, not reason, not science, but criminally inflated, corrupt opinions, masquerading as social consensus. And that they have been living in the mind of a pathological psychotic. That's what they have been doing. They have been living trapped inside the mind. Steph, what do you think happens next when the social contract is broken? Well, I mean, Donald Trump, what is he aiming for? No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and other things that are beneficial. Well, would you like me to answer what happens next after the social contract is broken? Might be important for you. Throw in my novel as well. You should check this out. The Future and the Present are two great novels, but I mean, they're all great, but those in particular. Hit me with a why if you would like me to tell you what happens when the social contract is broken, as it has been broken since January the 22nd. It's never happened this rapidly before. So societies are kept cohesive through enthusiasm. And people are willing to accept imperfections in their societies as long as there is a general perception of enthusiasm for society as a whole. So if you have a doctor and your doctor makes occasional mistakes, but works really hard, studies well, is very concerned and consumed with you, your health, you will forgive him his occasional mistakes, as we all make mistakes, but the trust factor is there. However, and this has certainly happened with people's physicians over COVID and with vaccinations and other things, if you say to yourself, well, hang on a second, you know, what is my doctor's real motive here? Like, what's really happening with my doctor? I mean, my doctor is being paid massive bonuses for every COVID shot they give. Can my doctor really be objective about my shots? Tough call, right? Tough call. Well, my teacher says that she wants me to think for myself, so if I disagree with her, she should enjoy that process. Do you guys remember? Do you remember that black day when you really argued with your teachers, showing your independence of thought and research? And do you remember what happened when you really disagreed with something the teacher said? I remember fighting with a professor in university. I mean, I did it in high school as well, but I remember fighting with a professor who was talking about Nixon and the corruption of Nixon. And I pointed out, of course, that JFK was far more corrupt and JFK had actually installed all of the recording devices. No interest, no curiosity, nothing but hostility. And what was interesting to me about that was the hostility did not just come, thanks C2 Endorbins, the hostility did not just come from the professor, although there was certainly no shortage of that. The hostility came from the students. Whoa, whoa, whoa there, bucko. We're just looking for shit we can regurgitate in the test so we can get on to the next level. That's all. Don't confuse us with your questions and comments. And God help me when the subject of McCarthyism came up. Oh my God, when the subject of McCarthyism came up. And I remember saying, oh, so professor, the communists who run the media told you that there were no communists in the government, that it was all just paranoia. Why would you necessarily accept that? Well, I mean, just out of curiosity. I mean, I get that it's a consensus, but you understand, I mean, it's just basic logic, and I shouldn't have used the term basic logic, but it is. So if McCarthy was right about there being a lot of communist influence in American society, then McCarthy would have been demonized for decades. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone who's demonized for decades is right, but that would be the result. But if you say, oh man, there's a lot of communists in the media and in government, academia, and so on, then you would expect a coordinated, robust attack to call it all a witch hunt, and McCarthyism would then mean an irrational fear of things that don't exist, and there are communists in my jam, and like that's exactly what you would expect. Doesn't prove it, but citing scathing attacks upon McCarthy as absolute evidence that there's no communist influence in America is not logical, because that's exactly what you would expect if there were. Excessive communist influence is in America. I remember having that debate. This was, I think, because I was in university before the Venona, before the decrypting of the Soviet cables that absolutely proved that he was much more right than he thought. Yeah, rage against the machine. They've become so conformist, it's more like irritation at the Tonka toy. Well, we really want you to think for yourself. Oh, okay. Here's an example of me thinking for myself. Oh, yeah, don't do that. I mean, it's an interesting argument. I'm 50-50 on it, mostly because I just haven't studied it enough. But, oh yeah, it's so funny when you see all these people, they're just rebels, right? They're rebels. They're really into rebel bands. And they're really counterculture, right? And then you say something that's counterculture, you know, like that angry girl with the tattoos and the plaid skirt who's like, punk never means this, right? It's like, oh yeah, okay, just tell me what punk never means or always means or has to mean. Punk means absolute conformity to leftism. Okay. Real rebels these days, guys. Wow. I'm shocked, staggered at the courage. I'm anti-bigotry. Oh, okay. What about the bigotry against whites and Christians? What? I don't know. We've got a world where people can just say stuff and feel good, and that's the ultimate addiction. Well, that and masturbation culture. So, yeah, people, oh, we want you to think for yourself, and people get mad at you because, like, man, we're just here to write down what the professor says, regurgitate it on the exam, get a piece of paper, and go make some money, man. Don't fuck it up with questions. Don't fuck it up with, right? Bad scene. So what happens when the social contract dies, as it has over the last week, or the vestiges of it? So, sorry, the theory is that there really hasn't been an election since the early 60s, right? Since JFK. Not unrelated to what happened to JFK. Roger Stone has a theory that LBJ ordered the hit. There are other people who say it has something to do with IPAC. But I don't really know. I tend to lean more towards Roger Stone's argument. But, you know, there's been this general theory that you've just been voting for. I mean, this is what I talked about 20 years ago on the show, that voting was just like changing the hood ornament on a car and thinking you're changing something fundamental. Oh, look, the car has a new hood ornament. I'm sure the horsepower has changed. I'm sure it's turned from a sedan into a minivan or a drop top. No, just changing the ornament. So, you know, the general theory is that when you get elected, that they, you know, the powers that be take you to a shadowy room, they show you a different angle of the JFK assassination, and then they say, you might kind of want to take our suggestion because JFK didn't, right? So, that this is the first election where the people are actually getting what they want. In like 60 years. Is it 35 days until the JFK docs are ordered to be released? Yeah, I mean, to hell with that stuff. For me. If the Epstein recordings, the tapes, the videos, if the Epstein and Diddy recordings are not released to the public, I don't care. Because everyone's dead and gone from the 60s in terms of power. Fortunately, not dead and gone from the 60s, because I'm born in the 60s. How about a bald compliment? Steph, you have possibly the best head shape to become bald with. 99th percentile, a pleasing head shape, an icon for baldness. Yeah, it's a good Charlie Brown egg. So, when the social contract is gone, people's enthusiasm for the system evaporates. And then it just becomes a game of cat and mouse. Nobody knows exactly why the Berlin Wall fell, right? Nobody knows exactly what happened to Yugoslavia and then the various dominoes that came out of that. Nobody knows exactly what happened behind the scenes, but my general thought is that propaganda can only deny reality for so long. This is the best system ever. The West is terrible. And I remember my brother having these arguments with my mother. It drove her crazy. And he'd say, well, you know, maybe the Berlin Wall is to keep people out of the paradise of communism. Maybe communism is paradise and we're just not allowed to know about it. My mother would turn various shades of purple. I mean, I'm pretty sure she was raped by communists at the end of Second World War because everyone from the age of 8 to 80 was in Germany, pretty much. So she had some objections, let's say. So the West is terrible. Communism is the greatest. Capitalism is predatory. There's only a certain amount of reality that propaganda can keep at bay, right? And the more unreal the propaganda, the more consistent and ferocious it has to be. So what happened, in my view, in Russia was that people simply stopped believing in the virtues and values, despite endless amounts of indoctrination, in the virtues and values of communism. Because I know this, having been a direct foot soldier, if not general, in this battle, that there are always assaults upon the falsehoods of society. And society, to survive, a corrupt society in particular, to survive, there has to be pushback and fightbacks against those questions, comments, and criticisms. There have to be people willing to fight like crazy, to attack, to deplatform, to cancel, to ostracize, to defend. That you need the constant and insistent, pathologically empty-headed foot soldiers of propaganda in order to maintain belief in a system that clearly is fucked beyond words. You can't run an army with only generals. You need the foot soldiers. So society is constantly crumbling because it's so stuffed to the gills with absolutely ludicrous falsehoods. So how do you maintain people's belief in these falsehoods? Well, you bribe and attack. You carrot and stick, right? You bribe them with millions of dollars to repeat falsehoods, and then you bribe them to attack, and other people will attack anybody who questions these falsehoods. When the undeniable evidence has accumulated to the point where the average person no longer believes the falsehoods, society's done. It's done. Because society is constantly unraveling and needs to be constantly propped up by propaganda. Right? The real syllable in propaganda is the first one, prop. It props things up. There is an entropy to falsehood. The falsehood constantly decays. Lies constantly decay because they're being eroded at. Right? Think of lies as a sandcastle in a light rain. right? So if you leave a sandcastle, all these little turrets and balustrades and windows and so on, and you've got the sandcastle, and there's a light rain, within an hour or two or half a day, it's going to be just kind of a saggy, sad lump. And if the rain continues for a day or two or three, it's going to flatten. So the falsehoods are the sandcastle, and the drizzle, the rain, is reality. So without the constant tending and propping up, without somebody constantly out there rebuilding little bits of the castle and, right, like, putting an umbrella over it and making sure it's angled the right way if the wind changes and getting out his little toothpick and doing the windows again and, right, it's just, lies fall apart all the time. And they need to be constantly reinforced. You don't need propaganda about gravity, because it's something we all experience every day. But when there's a lie, when there's a falsehood, you need endless propaganda, right? Now, if people stop propping up the propaganda, if they stop tending the sandcastle, it falls apart. It just becomes a shapeless lump. And the USAID stuff, I mean, this was over the decades, you know, billions to hundreds of billions of dollars all going out for sandcastle tenders in the drizzling rain. Prop it up, to keep it up, to build it up, to keep it protected, right? Now that's gone. I mean, the judges have blocked some of the firings and who knows, right? But it's kind of gone. And move on to the next and the next and the next. And what's happening is the suspicions that people had are now being revealed by incontrovertible truths. That what people call reality is fake, astroturfed, Truman World Matrix bullshit. It's not real. It's not real. It's curated. So when it goes from being cool to defend USAID to being cringe to defend USAID, then the umbrellas blow away and the tenders blow away. And in this case, it's not even a slow decay. In this case, a tsunami comes in. No sandcastle. It's gone, baby, gone. So what happens is the falsehoods that require hundreds of billions of dollars and massive amounts of bribes and threats, the falsehoods fall away. And what people always suspected is utterly revealed as absolutely true. Which means that, you know, friends, it's not been easy being out of politics. I can hear it calling me the way it used to do. I can hear it calling me back home. Not been easy. However, I will say this, if you strike me down, I shall come back. No, nothing like that. But I will say that there are times when the readiness is all. There are times when, that's kind of a useless statement. Let me be a bit more clear. There are times in human society when a certain aperture opens up, the planets align, there's a break of the clouds, the sunbeam comes down and lights up the way. There's a certain coincidence of factors that makes people's mind blitz open, even for a very brief amount of time. They're disoriented, confused, bitter, angry, frustrated, fearful, and therefore open to reason. Certainty in corruption. Keeps philosophy at bay. So the way that I look at it is sort of back in the day when I was making my arguments that McCarthyism, the fact that that Joseph McCarthy was being attacked, is no proof that he was wrong and could in fact be certain evidence that he was right on the money. The analogy that I used is that if a mob guy kills a witness, that doesn't mean that the mob guy is innocent. The fact that he killed the witness probably means that the witness was going to put him away. And the fact that they assassinated so ferociously Joseph McCarthy's reputation and put him into an early grave with all that stress and attacks, even though he was absolutely beloved by the American people. I mean, the number of people who lined the streets with Joseph McCarthy's funeral parade was second to almost nobody else in American history. But the professor had his authority, he was in charge, and I didn't have certain proof. This is pre-internet. Now, I do occasionally think, though, that if I had been, when the Soviet cables were finally decrypted, what do they call the Venona papers? When the Soviet cables were finally decrypted and all of the proof came out that McCarthy was right, then there's a moment of disorientation, and you could actually come in to the professor and say, you hold the pieces of paper, right? And say, well, hang on. There's proof now. Like the Soviet cables reference that the people that Joseph McCarthy accused of as being communists were in fact communists and spies and betrayers and agents of the Kremlin. Now, then there's a moment of disorientation. And then because the blinding, mindless, cow-plodding, stupid, lowered-eyed, jamming through the rain bullshit that people call their thoughts is interrupted by a flash of bewildering light and disorientation, and it is that moment that the viper strike of reason can actually land on a piece of brain matter. You know, like this, if you've got some woman you know, she keeps dating absolute assholes, she keeps dating absolutely terrible guys. It is not when she's overjoyed with happiness and in the full flush of her loin-tingling sexual addiction that you can reason with her. It's when this guy turns out to have run up her credit card bills and he's taken off to pick grapes in Queensland. That is when, in that agony, that is when you just might be able to reason with her, just maybe, just a tiny bit. Well, I really can't wish your buddy Matt much of a happy birthday, but for what it's worth, happy birthday. So hit me with the why. If this makes sense, I don't want to over-explain it, don't want to under-explain it. Want to get it just right, like Goldilocks. You're making brilliant points, Steph. Makes me think of the novel 1984. The ruling party is propped up by all the people working at the Ministry of Truth, altering the truth. Yeah. Mindset follows the dollars. And people live in a bribed fantasy of psychotic propaganda. Now, what's happening now is that, and this is for the normies, right? What's happening now, well, of course, they're pulling this stuff about, well, Elon Musk was not elected. And it's like, you don't elect the entire presidential aides, Stephen Miller and all of, you don't elect, I mean, you elect the president, and the president said he was going to unleash Musk on the DOGE. So, of course, you elected the agenda. It's not like you elect the president and he does absolutely everything. He appoints people, right? So, because, you know, Lord knows that all the alphabet agencies were absolutely voting for. They weren't, right? And it's funny how media outlets taking slush fund government money and now complaining that somehow Elon Musk does not represent the will of the people. Like, you don't represent the will of the people. You represent the will of your fucking backers. Who elected USAID? Bernie Sanders. That ghoul, that golem.
He's unconstitutional.
Yeah, go and buy another fucking house writing books about how bad capitalism. You intergalactic douchebag. So, the young people are uncovering all of the corruption of the older people, and the older people are screaming like stuck pigs. And all of this corruption is being revealed by people the mainstream media told everyone were just bad people. Now, again, in sales is sort of a basic thing. There are people who are never going to buy your product. There are people who are going to buy your product no matter what. And then there are the people in the middle, and that's who you focus on. Like in politics, there are people who are never going to vote for you. There are people who are going to vote for you no matter what. And you focus on the middle ground, right? So, yeah, there are a bunch of wine aunts and single ladies and boomer brain slush absolute retards who are never going to think about anything. And all they're doing is sniffing from one pathetic pile of dopamine and conformity to another. Can't help them. There's no hope for them. But there are a few people who are in this uneasy moment of, hang on a second, what the hell just happened? Something is not adding up. My gut sense is telling me that something doesn't add up. Now, if they get to the Pentagon, and it seems like they're on their way, that's going to be absolutely shocking to people. Because America, like a lot of countries, has a reverence for the military. And certainly, if the military is an honorable institution, reverence should be paid. In my opinion, there are very brave men and women, mostly men, who actually fight for the country. But if people find out that their reverence for the military has been used to exploit and rob them, I mean, the final part of the social contract that goes is respect for the martial talents and abilities of the state. You know, it's kind of, I mean, Biden was planning on hiring, what, 66,000 additional IRS agents? So now, apparently, the government that wanted to audit the living crap out of Americans is really mad that there's some auditing going on. Like, honestly, it's just, it's too hypocritical for words. So you would be absolutely astonished. All that has to happen. I mean, Zelensky is saying he only got a certain portion of the, was it 80K agents? Yeah, Zelensky is saying that he only got a portion of the Ukraine money. When people realize that the more lies they believe, the more they're exploited, they will push back at a very instinctual level. You know, and I remember saying this for years, and people didn't believe me, and I understand that. I have a sort of unique ability and perspective in these things, but do you remember me talking about the pendulum? It's going to swing back. It's going to swing back. I said, you know, you can only push on reality so far, particularly in the age of the internet. It's going to push back. Now, our goal is to have it not push back to another extreme, but have it rest somewhere in the Aristotelian middle. So yeah, I think where it goes from here is a massive crumbling in the sandcastle because people aren't propping it up anymore. They won't come out against it, but they won't rush to defend it. And the moment people stop rushing to defend lies, the lies crumble ridiculously quickly. Lies take a massive amount. They're very inefficient. Lies take a massive amount of time and energy to maintain. It's really one of the biggest wastes of human resources in the universe. Wait, Steph, did you just say you have a unique way of seeing things / perspective, but But you also say your mind is not unique. When the hell did I say my mind is not unique? I think I've said I've pushed philosophy further than any other philosopher in history, and I'm also saying that I'm not unique. Oh, I solved the problem of secular ethics, which has been the goal of philosophy for thousands and thousands of years, but I'm not unique. When did I ever say my mind is not unique? It was a few streams ago. Okay, so give me some context there. Give me some context. My unique thing is because I've absorbed UPB. I said you were unique, and you said not. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't recall the context. So, I mean, what I'm maybe I don't know. I'm not even going to try and guess what I was talking about X number of streams ago. But I do have. So the uniqueness about me is that I go from abstract principles first, and because I created UPB, I have the greatest and deepest knowledge of the most fundamental abstract principles, which is that of morality. No, listen, if you want to, you don't have to, but if you want to dig up what I said, I don't want to sound completely contradictory. I think that I am a reflection of everybody's deep and honest mind. In that, I don't think I'm some freaky, unique thing. I just say what everyone else is kind of thinking and make a good case for it. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to pretend that I'm just like everyone else. So, no, and honestly, if you can think of, if anyone can find it and send me the clip in context, I would be more than happy to resolve it, because I don't want to sound contradictory, of course, right? But it's one thing to say I have a unique way of seeing things, another thing to say my mind is not unique. Now, when I say my mind is not unique, I mean, it takes a certain amount of whatever X factor to come up with UPB. But it does not take the same amount of X factor to enact UPB. Well, you know, James, maybe you can look upon that if you get a few minutes. Just look for the word unique in the last couple of... Okay, when was it? A couple of live streams ago? I'm sure, James. We've got transcripts, so we can look. We can look. And I'll see if I can sort it out. Because, I mean, I don't view myself as unique in that... Because if I was unique, let's say I just... Unique when it comes to philosophy... then call-in shows would not be helpful, right? Like if I had the best singing voice in the known universe, then it would be kind of unfair for me to say to people, take my singing lessons and you'll sound just like me, because I would have a unique voice. So because I give a lot of advice, I can't view my brain as unique or the principles that I work by untransferable. However, the capacity to connect these dots and to communicate complex things in a way that's comprehensible, like the sandcastle, analogy is a perfect way to crystallize how much effort it takes to maintain propaganda. So, anyway, I don't want to get hung up on it when we don't have any quotes, but it's interesting. It's interesting. In general, if you have criticisms from past shows, just be patient, go dig them up, and give them to me in context so that I can understand what I was talking about, because I kind of live in the now. All right, any other last questions, comments, issues, challenges, problems? Do give me your problems, unlike Marillion. Donations at freedomain.com/donate would be very much appreciated. freedomain.com/donate. A bit of a light donation night, but not too terrible as a whole. Well, I wouldn't want to say that I was just being humble, because that would just, false humility is just another form of hypocrisy. It's just another form of falsehood. I have to be honest about my strengths and weaknesses and show some reasonable degree of self-knowledge, I think. All right. I think we are done. I really do appreciate everyone's time tonight. Thank you so much for dropping by. I look forward to your thoughts as we go through this very exciting ride. When it comes to what's going on politically at the moment, you don't get 2024 without 2020. And everybody who was upset about that election might reconsider as they see it going forward. So have yourself a glorious evening. Thank you so much, my friends. Lots of love from up here. Mwah! Take care. I'll talk to you soon.